I drive through there on a regular basis and nothing's ever happened.
A driver's tight squeeze.
She impacted Carmen's vehicle. Carmen's vehicle did the little... She parked her vehicle and she did not leave a note.
Now she's in a jam with the judge.
You want to drive stupid. That's your prerogative.
I don't believe it was stupid. I drove through there on multiple occasions. And
it is stupid if you hit somebody else's car.
I didn't hit her car.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Carmen Barnes is suing her neighbor, Kimberly LaWall, for hitting her parked car when she attempted to squeeze through parking spaces.
Order. All rise. It's case number 98 on the calendar, in the matter of Barnes versus LaWall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Barnes, you and the defendant live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah,
you
in,
live
the same building.
In the same building.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that the defendant hit your car while it was parked.
Yes, ma'am.
You were not in your car.
No, ma'am.
But you have a witness who saw her.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. LaWall says she never hit your car. That's your defense.
Yes, Judge.
You were there, but you never hit her car. What color is your car?
Gold.
And what color is your car?
White.
You're the witness?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you step up, please?
Absolutely. Oh.
Tell me your name.
I'm sorry, my name is Sherry Kwok.
Do you live in the same building?
I live in the parallel building. So they live in this building, I live in this building.
Did you know either plaintiff or defendant?
I do know Carmen. We're friendly neighbors. Our dogs like each other. My dog actually loves her dog. And so we do the neighborly chit-chat. I don't know this neighbor at all.
Did you see an accident that occurred with Ms. Barnes's car on February 13th?
Yes.
About what time did you see it?
It was about 7:45 in the morning because I left for work at 7:45 and I was in my vehicle leaving for work.
Tell me what you saw.
Okay. Did you want me to use the... Okay.
Thank you.
I was sitting in my vehicle, this is my vehicle, and I was adjusting the mirror because my boyfriend, who is taller than I is, drove the evening before. And as I was adjusting my mirror, I noticed her car in my rearview mirror right here. And initially, I was confused because as you can see, the slots are at an angle, and the way she was coming in, I thought she was trying to park here at first, and I thought she was going to hit my vehicle. So I watched her in my mirror because I was concerned that she was going to hit my vehicle. She did not impact my vehicle. But at that point, I was sort of a stuck witness because I couldn't pull out until this was over. So I did witness her impact this vehicle. I mean, it wasn't a massive impact. It was a minor impact. She was apparently attempting to go to her building because she parked right here. So she went over the little cement bump that they have for cars. When she did that, she impacted Carmen's vehicle. As she continued to go, Carmen's vehicle did the little thing that vehicles that have been in minor impacts have been. At first, I thought she might come and leave a note, but I did wait at that point because I felt obligated. She parked her vehicle and I'm assuming went up to her unit. Since she did not leave a note, I called my boyfriend who was in my apartment. He came down and took photos, which we have, of her vehicle. And you can see that there's a bunch of scratches with white paint from Carmen's car on those photos. I also took photos of Carmen's vehicle. I, however, had to leave for work. So I called my apartment manager, Blanca, told her I'd witnessed the accident, and I forwarded her, text her the photos of both vehicles. At that point, I went to work.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Should I sit down or go back?
Okay. You can sit down. Since you claim that there was never any impact, I don't have to ask you any questions.
Your Honor, the way they describe the story is completely different from how it actually took place.
Oh, because... well, would you like to go and show me how it actually took
sure.
place?
Sure. Thank you. According to her, my car came from here.
No, not according to her. According to me, this is what I did.
Well, what actually happened, my car parks over here. I came in from this direction, and the rest is the same. I came through here, and I parked my car, and I went up to my okay. apartment to get my daughter.
And there was no impact?
No impact.
Okay. Now, I see that the
Your Honor?
Courtroom... Just a second. I see that the courtroom is set up with a video, which means that you must have a video.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is that video taken from security camera?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Is that taken from the security camera in the garage area?
Yes, ma'am. The they have them on both ends.
Okay. Okay, and did you obtain that from the building management?
Yes, I do, and I have pictures.
Okay, first I'd like to see the video.
The video. Okay.
One more time, Berg. You went over the cement?
Yes, I have to ask you.
Just, I'm talking to you. You went over the cement?
Yes, I did.
Why?
We all do that, including herself. We all do that on a regular basis.
I didn't ask her why. I asked you why.
That's the way I go through that driveway. There's no other way to get in there besides coming in through the street. So my car is parked in the parking lot, and I drive through there on a regular basis, and nothing's ever happened.
May I see the photographs, please? You want to show me something? You want to show me something?
I'm sure it's...
What? No, just a second. What are you showing me?
A picture of the driveway.
I don't need a picture of the driveway.
And the fact that there is no sign saying that I don't have to drive, that I can't drive through there. There's no sign saying that
we can't. I didn't say that you couldn't drive through there. I would say it's stupid to drive through there from that direction. I didn't say you can't drive that way. You want to drive stupid. That's if you have an accident in your car and you hit the bottom part of your car over a cement stanchion like that, that's your prerogative. But you can't drive stupid and hit somebody else's car.
I don't believe it was stupid. I drove through there on multiple occasions, and
it is stupid if you hit somebody else's car. If you go over a cement block and hit somebody else's car and don't stop and leave a note.
Listen to me.
Don't try to talk over me, because you know what happens if you try to talk over me? It's my show. They turn off your mic. Is your car insured by GEICO?
Yes.
Why didn't you respond to GEICO when they called you?
Because I didn't hit her car.
That's not my question. If they
you
call
asked me
you,
a question and
then
I
you,
answered
if they
it,
call
to the
you,
best of my knowledge,
and you say,
I told you,
turn off your mic. If you talk over me.
You asked me a question and I responded.
As you said, because I didn't hit her car. And I was responding to you by saying you didn't tell that to your insurance company, because it says in a letter to her, we have made numerous attempts to contact our insured, Zainab Lawal, regarding this claim. Unfortunately, all our efforts have been unsuccessful to date. Without contact from our insured, that's you, an objective police report or an independent witness, we will be unable to take any further action. So they tried to contact you. You call them back and you say, I didn't hit her car. Then they deny her claim. But you didn't respond to them, which is my question. Why didn't you respond to your insurance carrier and say, this is my version of it? My question, why didn't you call them?
I already responded, and as I stated prior, I did not hit her car. I did not
feel
like I hit her car.
That's not a reason for not responding to your insurance company.
Well, that was my reason.
Well, it's stupid. Your driving is stupid, and that's stupid. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500.
Congratulations.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Me and the manager had a talk with her.
I don't feel like I hit her car.
And she admitted that she hit my car.
I don't feel like I should be owing her any money for the damages that were made to her car.
Her insurance company really denied me in a way that it made me go forward with the lawsuit.
I think it was ridiculous.
I would hope that if someone hit my vehicle and drove off, that if there was someone there to take pictures and report it, that they would do it. It's just the right thing to do.
Okay, well, congratulations to her.
Tell the truth.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gonzalez Carter versus Seitz. Step forward.
23-year-old Clinton Carter and his girlfriend, 19-year-old Shannon Gonzalez, are suing Shannon's former co-worker, Christine Seitz, for an illegal repossession of a car, the return of car payments, and stolen items.
Which one of you met the defendant at work?
I did, Your Honor.
Your last name is?
Gonzalez.
What do you have to do with this case?
I bought all the stuff that was in the car when it was taken.
Okay, Ms. Gonzalez, let me see if I understand what your claim is so that I'm perfectly clear. You and the defendant met at a job orientation.
Yes, Your Honor.
You say that you needed a car to get to and from work.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you didn't have one, and the defendant, Ms. Seitz, offered you a really good deal on a car of hers.
Yes, she did, Your Honor.
Very low, fair price. And you agreed on a sale. You didn't have all the money to give her, and she said, okay. I mean, she doesn't know you from a hole in the wall, but she said you can make payments.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
These are the facts. The facts are you purchased a car at a very good deal from the defendant. She gave you possession of the car when you gave her $50. The first payment you were supposed to make, you didn't make.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Clinton Carter and his girlfriend, Shannon Gonzalez, say Shannon's former co-worker, Christine Seitz, illegally repossessed their car. Christina's countersuing for the cost to rekey the vehicle.
You didn't have all the money to give her, and she said, okay. I mean, she doesn't know you from a hole in the wall, but she said you can make payments.
Yes, ma'am, she did.
You took possession of the car, right?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
On what date?
Exact date is, yeah. Let me look through my paperwork.
Exact date.
The exact date that I took possession of the car is March 27, 2018.
327. And what was the purchase price of the car?
$50.
The purchase price wasn't $50.
Oh, the purchase price. $2,300? Yeah, it was $2,300.
Did you give her any money down?
$50.
And you agreed to make payments twice a month with every paycheck?
I agreed to pay either $175 a paycheck or $150 a month.
That's not what you said. Okay. That's not what you say in your complaint. No. In March, you made an agreement of a single $50 payment when we signed the bill of sale. I'd like to see it, the bill of sale. May I see it, please? Okay. This is what it says. You agreed to buy the car for $2,300. The buyer made a payment on March 24th towards the $2,300 with the agreement that you will pay $150 per month. The next payment due of $150 is on April 13th, $150. Then payments of $75 each pay period effective May 11th.
Yes, Your
That's
Honor.
The agreement. Did you make a payment to her on April 13th of $150?
No, ma'am, I did not. I made a payment of $75 on April 13th.
I don't care. The answer is you did not. So you breached the agreement. You made a $75 payment, not a $150 payment.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you were supposed to pay $75 each payday effective May 11th. So when was your next payment to her?
My next payment to her was May 11th.
May 11th. So far you're in the hole for $75.
No, actually I had paid her on April 27th. $75, and I have the evidence for both payments
right
here.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. I said, when did you next pay her?
Okay, yes.
So you paid her $75 at the end of April?
Yes.
Okay, so right now, you're in a little breach of the agreement. A little one. When was your next payment to her?
My next payment was on May 11th.
On May 11th, how much did you give her?
I didn't give her no money because
I don't care why.
Okay.
So the only payments that you made on the car were two payments of $75.
Yes.
Correct? Or $150 in total, plus the $50 that you gave her. So you paid $200 for the car. And how much did you drive the car? Did you drive it every day in March and April?
I just drove it to work every morning and back home.
But you had the use of it every day for 2 months.
Yes, I did.
Well, so, and then she repossessed it.
Yes.
Well, so
but in the midst of that time, I have evidence that I tried to contact her multiple times and she did not respond to me.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. You don't get your money back. She repossessed the car because you breached the agreement. Period.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you understand? She's not giving you any money.
But in the bill of sale, it states...
Carefully. She's not giving you any money. You're unreliable. Did you get fired from your job?
No, I did not.
Did you quit your job?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Clinton Carter and his girlfriend, Shannon Gonzalez, say Shannon's former co-worker, Christine Seitz, illegally repossessed their car. Christina's countersuing for the cost to rekey the vehicle.
Now, she repossessed the car, and you're claiming that you had a whole lot of stuff in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
When you repossessed the car...
But she repossessed the car illegally.
No, she didn't. She repossessed the car because you breached the agreement. She repossessed the car because you breached the agreement. That's what I'm finding. You're not entitled to any money back.
I'm not asking for any money back. We had an agreement through text messages, and I have the proof right here that she agreed for me to pay her $150 on May 25th, right here, and she came and repossessed the car on May 22nd.
You breached the agreement the first month you were supposed to make a payment. Do you understand? She's not giving you any money.
But in the bill of sale,
Carefully. She's not giving you any money. You're unreliable. Did you get fired from your job?
No, I did not.
Did you quit your job?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Good. And where are you working now?
I have a job.
Just a second. When did you get a job?
It was right after I had quit at Target.
I don't believe a word you're saying. You're not getting any money back. Now let's figure out what was in the car that you're supposed to get back. Sir, do you understand?
Yes.
When you repossessed the car, what property was in the car?
There was a glass TV stand.
A glass TV stand?
Yes. There was also a brand new dog cage, a very large dog cage. There was also a paycheck to Clinton that was signed on the back that was in the glove compartment and some bottled waters in the back passenger floorboard.
Did you return the glass TV stand?
Yes. What I actually did is I opened up the trunk, tried to fit it in there. It would not fit because the shelves were too big. And then I put it on the sidewalk between two bushes so it wouldn't get taken.
So where is it?
When Ms. Gonzalez called me and asked me what was going on about the repossession, she said, my TV stand is out here on the sidewalk. You know, what's going on, Christine?
When you say you put the glass TV stand in the bushes, is that near her house or your house?
Her apartment complex.
Her complex?
Yeah, where the car was parked, right in front of the parking space. There's like a sidewalk and some bushes.
Did she call you when she came home and found the car missing?
Approximately about 20 minutes later, yes, ma'am.
And I want you to tell me about that conversation.
Well, she had asked, you know, what happened with the vehicle. We went over the conversation, and she said, well, I've got my glass TV stand here. Where's the rest of my stuff?
Okay, very carefully. What do you allege was in the car the end of May?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Okay, very carefully. What do you allege was in the car the end of May?
Well, what was in the car, it was a lot of things for the new apartment that we were about to move into, such as rugs, brooms, such as, and on and on.
Any of that in the car?
No, ma'am.
I don't believe a word you're saying.
It was
lamps. Case is dismissed. We're done.
And I also have evidence.
And I have evidence that she have done something like this before.
These are the facts. The facts are you purchased a car at a very good deal from the defendant. She gave you possession of the car when you gave her $50. She doesn't know you from a hole in the wall. The first payment you were supposed to make, you didn't make. You waited 2 weeks and you completed a payment that you were supposed to make at the beginning of the month. The following month, you made no payment at all.
Because I tried to contact her and tried to... Tell
done.
Her about
so,
a payment.
Finito. So, make believe she's
so what
a bank.
About, what
they
about
don't
the belongings
care.
Inside
you're,
the car?
You're done. You
okay,
have proof.
Sounds
you
good.
You may have proof that you bought
sounds
it.
Sounds good.
You have proof that you bought it.
Sounds
but
good.
With a big dog cage and the glass
that's
shelves
the only thing
the
I received, and I have a receipt listen, right here.
Listen, in my glass, it was in the middle of the street. My glass thing was in the middle of the street.
I do not believe that stuff was in the car.
Okay.
Got it?
But I have the receipts and everything for the stuff that was in the middle of, or in the back of the car.
Put your hand down.
She and her boyfriend have my car key, the master car key that has a chip in it.
You can rekey it. You don't want the key back.
At
re-key
this point,
it.
No.
Rekey it.
Okay. Thank you.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
This lady right here has stolen my things.
There was nothing else in that vehicle.
And I did pay her that first month. I have never missed no payment or nothing.
She did not make all the payments.
She just didn't want to communicate with me.
I did contact Shannon at that time. She said I won't be able to make it.
I don't know. I really don't even know. Like, there's no reason for me to lie about anything.
And she said she would not be able to make it because she's in the process of moving.
I just feel like I bought all that stuff in the car and it's gone to waste.
I will not be doing this without it being sold.
Don't do it. Don't trust nobody.